Next up is agenda item four. That is PR 2023-008197, SD 2024-00070. It's a preliminary final plat request. Land Development Planning, Danny Martinez, as agent for Roy and Emma Luna, requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Lot 90A and Lot 90B, Unit 3, Alvarado Gardens, zoned RA, located at 2733 Candelaria Road Northwest, between Candelaria Road Northwest and Trellis Drive Northwest, containing approximately 0.5806 acres. Mr. Martinez, are you there?
Yes, sir. Mr. Lucer, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Will anyone else from your team be testifying today?
Yes, the property owners, Roy and Emma Luna, are online, and if they, if need be, they will testify.
Okay. Why don't we get you sworn in, and then if necessary, we'll swear them in later. Mr. Martinez, would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yes, 7009 Maryland Avenue, Northeast, Albuquerque, 87109.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, if you please present the application.
Yes, sir. This application has been through previous sketch plat approval. There was also a variance request at one time that was submitted and was withdrawn once we just the owners decided it was best just to go ahead and go with the lot line adjustment. It's a simple lot line adjustment. I pretty much feel confident that we have met all of DFT's requirements and comments. And again, I'm ready to present my case in any manner necessary.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Martinez. Anything else before I call for public comment? All right. Hearing nothing, we'll go ahead and call for public comment on this item. Again, for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item four, and it's a request for a preliminary final plat at 2733 Candelaria Road Northwest. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. I'm scrolling through the participant list and I don't see anybody indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item four. Last call for public comment on agenda item four. All right, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, and that takes us to the comments from the DFT specialty members, beginning with the water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, this is David with the Water Authority. I'm not quite sure if this is a condition or just I just want confirmation that any water or sewer services are not going to cross the lot line, because at time, you know, oftentimes they are right at the property line services. So I don't suspect that for this one, but I would like confirmation of that. That's really it. Other than that, I have no issues with this. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Martinez, would you please speak to Mr. Gutierrez's question?
Yes, sir. Originally, the existing home that was on lot 90B was demolished. The owners, Mr. Roy Luna, went through the proper procedure to make sure that all existing utilities that served that house were capped and are basically at the lot line. So we are going to utilize those existing utilities once we're ready to go under new construction on that lot. And again, no other changes have been made, but those utilities were capped and preserved, so there was no threat of damaging them or causing issues for us down the line. Huh?
Ms. Gutierrez?
Yeah, so that's all fine. I just want to ensure that if there is like a sewer for, let's say, lot 90A, and if it's south of the property line that's being moved, I want to ensure that there's an easement, or, you know, you can reuse the services. You have access to water and sewer. You can make new connections, so it's not an issue. But if you cross lot lines, it's not a legal, you know, location of a sewer or water on the private end, without an easement. So just wanted confirmation on that. And, like I said, Worst case, you have to move a service, so it's really not an issue. If you it since they're blank lots, we can address that at the at a later date. So it's really not an issue now, but just want it's an FYI for you guys. So not really a condition. Just
Okay.
want you guys to look out for the new property owners or whatever. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. That makes sense, Mr. Martinez.
Yes, sir. Again, the existing house on lot 90A is well in the center of the property, and there are no issues with that adjustment of the lot line.
Enforcement, Mr. Ibarra.
Excuse me, Mr. Hearing Officer. I'm sorry, I was trying to find all my
Oh,
buttons.
no problem. Go ahead, Ms.
This is
Wolfley.
Jolene Wolfley. If I could just ask a question. Mr. Martinez, who is your surveyor, and is that noted on these sheets?
Yes, Danny Martinez again. My surveyor is Lenore Armijo. She's with Plaza Surveys. Again, she went through a hip replacement surgery recently, so that's the reason she's not online also. But again, her name is Lenore Armijo.
Okay, so she needs to have her surveyor information shown on these plats.
Okay, yeah, I can make sure we add that on.
And that's how we are able to make sure where the easements, existing easements are, and as Mr. Gutierrez is bringing up. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you have any comments here?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, I don't believe I do.
I just kind of want to think this through, Mr. Hearing Officer, because Mr. Boylan, can you show us all the survey sheets again? Because right now, I don't think we have what we need to show that this was a professional survey done.
Yeah, is there a certification by the surveyor with this, with the, or at least the signature block with the
Yes.
certification?
Mr. Hearing
Ms. Olive, I see
Officer.
you have your hand raised.
Yes, on page 6 of the PDF, which is the cover sheet of the plat, we do have the surveyor's signature and stamp.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Yes, I
that's
do
what
see
we
it.
need to see.
Oh,
Okay.
good. Very good. Thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Could you go back to Jacob, could you go back to the signature sheet? I will note that looking at it, it does look like we're missing the CenturyLink signature. Can you please explain that, please?
Go ahead, Mr. Martinez.
Yes, again, this list that I got actually came from the planning department. And what we did is we had to confirm that all signatures were in there. And when I went to CenturyLink, they basically came back and they told me that they didn't need to sign the plat for whatever reason. And again, I have to go back and justify it. But if it's necessary, I can go back to CenturyLink and get their signature.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yeah, they definitely need to sign the plat. I don't know why they would tell you they don't need to, because they sign, that's what they do. They sign plats. So yeah, they definitely need to sign the plat. I defer to Ms. Wolfley and Mr. Hearing Officer regarding if that could be conditioned or if that needs to hold up, the decision.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jolene Wolfley. I think that can be conditioned. I'm still want to make sure that Mr. Gutierrez has what he needs with regarding the easement, and if he can do that as a condition, that would be fine. But depending on his comfort level there.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David, the Water Authority. I don't really have a condition. It's just it's a it would be private, so it's really confirmation on their end to ensure that the easements are in place. It's me to just bring up the awareness, because I personally did not see that the services are crossing lots. It's a minor adjustment. I just want to make them aware that if they find that, they might have to relocate a service or grant like a paper easement. So at this point, I don't see an issue. I just want them to be aware if they sell a lot that they could be in those minor encroachment or something. So
Okay.
verify that before I sign if you can. And if needed, we could add a small easement on there. I don't know if it would affect this approval, but a minor adding a minor private easement on the foot. So I
Thank
can
you.
put that a condition if you would like.
I think this is Ms. Wolfley again. If you think that they might need to add a private easement, I think that should be a condition because then they can add it and it can be included as part of the approval. Otherwise, it would need to come back as an amendment.
Right. This is David. I don't suspect that at all. So I just want it's just like a confirmation that I'm looking for. So I think I'll just leave it. I don't have any conditions. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And yeah, and this is Danny again. And again, I recall the email that I got from CenturyLink, and I will definitely follow through and go back and get that signature if I'm lacking it up.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Let's see, where did we leave off? I got a little derailed there. Oh, is it code enforcement?
Code enforcement comments next, yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
Go
Mr.
ahead.
Hearing Officer Marcel Ibarra with code enforcement comments. So this is a property in the zone RA, and it is located in an area of consistency. Proposed changes meets dimensional standards for the zone RA as per section 51C of the IDO table 511. Contextual standards, lot sizes does not apply as there is no new development occurring, but the redevelopment of an existing residence on the same lot. Proposed residents must meet all setback and height requirements as per the per section 51C of the IDO table 511. Other than that, code enforcement has no further comments or objections.
Good, thank you. Next up is Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any objections to this request, just a future note that the property is located within 330 feet of major public open space. And so when the second lot is developed, there are some design standards in the IDO that will need to be applied. Thank you.
You. Very good. Next up is hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Ti Kuan Cheng, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. The justification to allow sidewalks to remain as is acceptable to transportation. We have no comments and no objection.
Thank you. And next up is planning. Who has this case for planning?
Mr. Hearing Officer, that would be Jacob.
Go ahead, Mr. Boyne.
So, just a couple of minor comments. Most have been addressed already by previous statements. One is, could you please confirm that the driveway will reach the 20-foot minimum and annotate the size on the plat? I'm pretty sure it will, based off of the design specifications shown. But if we can just see that marked out, that would be fantastic. And then a determination request was submitted regarding the sidewalk, so we can check that box. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Please confirm that an infrastructure list is not required. Prior to final sign off of the plat, AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided. The date of DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per 66K2K of the IDO. After DHO approval and final sign off, please send a recorded copy to Mr. Rodenbeck and Ms. Gomez. And any granted waivers and determination must be noted on the plat. So please add the sidewalk determination to the plat. In regards to that, in the comments, I did include the guidance for future development in regards to the with being within 330 feet of the open space. So you can refer to that as a general guide to start with. Other than that, planning has no further comments.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Boyle. If you would please put the proposed conditions in the chat. Appreciate it.
Will do.
All right. Since there wasn't any public comment, are there any concluding summary comments, Ms. Wolfley?
No, I think everything's covered. And I would just note for Mr. Boylan that the item on a recorded copy being sent isn't a condition of approval. It's just a note, so you don't need to include that one. But all the other ones you have are good.
Thank you.
Once again, just to confirm, there is no infrastructure list for this project.
Thank you. Mr. Martinez, any questions?
No, sir. Everything's pretty much been answered, and we're prepared to take this to the next level.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you, everybody, for your testimony and your submittals based on the evidence in the record.
Sorry to interrupt. So Mr. Boylan has down there, any granted waiver determinations must be noted on the plat. That's fairly general. If you would instead say that
the sidewalk.
Yeah, that there's a determination that the sidewalk can remain as is. Or very as good. Is existing.
Thank you. Bear with me 1 second. Very good. All right. So again, this is agenda item 4, and I hereby approve agenda item 4, which is project number PR 2023-008197 and application number SD 2024-00070. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Secondly, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be provided. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per section 66K2K of the IDO. And finally, the granted determination that the existing sidewalk may remain as is must be noted on the plat. Did I miss anyone's conditions? All right, not seeing anyone. That concludes agenda item 4. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, sir.